Morning, Rabbi. The question we'll begin with is an interesting one. The Haggadah Shel Pesach is said, has been said by Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. All segments of Klal Yisrael, wherever they are, Chol Asar V'Asar. The question is, who was the Mechaber of the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Who wrote the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Well, it definitely wasn't the Achron or Rishon, because it goes back further in time than that. So who exactly was it who was Mechaber the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Ever thought about that? Every Sefer which we know, we go back, find out who the Mechaber was, where he lived, when he lived, etc. Who was the Mechaber Haggadah Shel Pesach? So the first time this year I saw, the Rebbe Rabbeinu B'Peshischa was Megale, who he held and felt was the Mechaber of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Who was it? None other than Eliyahu Hanavi. He is the author of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Heard that before? And he brought the interesting proof. He said, those who are used and rogel in the Sefer Tana de Eliyahu know that very often he begins pieces with the words Baruch HaMokoyim. That's how that's his opening line, often in many pieces. He's finding the Haggadah. Baruch HaMokoyim, Baruch Hu is the psicha of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And he says that is his simon, that he put his signature, his line on that. In the Sefer Magda Rukia, he brings that another remes, that you know the minig is that one writes, one of his marames, one's name, in the name of the Sefer. Yep. In the introduction to the Sefer, the name of the Sefer, people always write in the Akdoma, the Shaykh has exactly their name and the father's name, etc. All fits in. So how does that Haggadah Shel Pesach begin? Ho lach ma'anya. Ho, Hanavi Eliyahu. Ho, hey Aleph, it's Hanavi Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi. Yeah, that's how it begins. Ho lach ma'anya. De'achol ha'vason ha'arod ha'mitzrayim. So Eliyahu Hanavi is writing that Haggadah. Eliyahu Hanavi, the Goel Osid. Right at the beginning of that Haggadah, we begin with a sentence which we end that Haggadah with. Lashata Ocha, Lashana Abor of Arad Yisrael. Lashata Avdei, Lashana Abor of Menachem. We begin with that, and how do we end? Lashana Abor of Yerushalayim. Again, Eliyahu Hanavi is showing us that right at the beginning to the end, it's all about the Geula. Because it's a night of Geula, Benisin Nigalu, Benisin Asidini Goel, and Ghazal say not only that, but Pesvav Benisin, the Laila, which is Shomur Bo for Geula, and therefore that is the it's the night of Geula, and Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who is explaining here what's going on. This is what his Haggadah. This is his Haggadah. This is his special sefer that he's writing for Klal Yisrael. B'chol ha'doros, and yet on Eliyahu Hanavi, we don't see Eliyahu Hanavi. We never see him. He comes to the Seder. We don't see him. And the same way, he's hidden inside the Haggadah that we say. It's all from Eliyahu Hanavi.
Before Eliyahu Hanavi.
They all used to say, Mesapi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Nusach HaGodah, as we have, right, which is for all Klal Yisrael, this comes from him. The Gemara says in Bo'o Basra, Daf Tesom Beis, Moedek Imam Chazal, Omra Bitzcha, Kol Anoisin Pruta La'oni, a person who gives a Pruta, small coin to an Oni, Misborech is blessed B'sheish Brochis. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Ishaya. Ishaya, which is B'Hav Torah, which we say in Kippur in the morning, how every little bracha is given over to this person. Six brachas. Hamafaiso bedvorim, a person who, not only that, but he's mafais, he speaks kind words, pacifies him, makes him feel good. Misborech b'yud alef brachas, 11 brachas. We see from this chazal, it's much more important, the good words that one says to Onani. You can open the door and give him a ton of zegazon tait. That is nowhere near as good as a person who, even if he doesn't give him anything perhaps, but he takes him in, he's nice to him, he's kind to him, he warms his heart, that's worth even more. So there's a remnant here as well. Because as we know, we carry on the Kol Dichvin Yesiv Yechon. And we'll see why in a minute. So Ha is six. Hey and Aleph, 5 and 1 is 6, yeah? Ha Lachma. That's when you give the bread. Hanoisin Prutal Oni. You give him something to eat, fine. But for the Mephaisa B'dvarim, Anya, Ayin Nun, is Melashon Oine. When he speaks to the Oni, and he gives him words of encouragement, and he boosts him, that is Anya Yud Aleph. That's 11 brachas. That's 11 brachas. So for the Lachma, there's 6 brachas. But for the giving the nice words that you say to Oni, what's so more important, that's worth even more, Sechazal. That's worth 11 brachas. It's all about the stock that one gives. So Chazal tell us again, the Le'anovi is the one here writing. You want to be zoicha to the Gola, you should know it's poshut that only betzdaka is one zoicha to the Gola, as the pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh betzdaka. At end of Daf Torah Shabbos Chazon before the Gola, the opening, the Pesach to the Gola is only betzdaka v'shaveh betzdaka. And therefore, Le'anovi says, you want to be zochah to the Geula, to the Nile of Geula, it has to start with Kol Dichvin Yesu V'Yeichel, Kol Ditzrach Yesu V'Yivsach. You open your hearts, you open your house to pray to everybody else. Then it'll be zochah. But it's got to begin with that. Because Tzion B'Mishpat Tipodeh, Shaveh B'Tzdaka. We say in davening, Zerei HaTzadokos, Matzmiach Yeshuos. When a person is, when you're Zerea, when you sow, when you plant with stocker, that's Matzmiach Gevaldig Yeshua. That's how the Gola grows. That's Tzemach Dovid Avtcham Eretz Matzmiach. The Yeshua grows out of the Zerea which we do. The Zerea which we have to do is a stocker. The stocker, the Gemara's Chesed. Gemara's Chesed is even greater than stocker, yeah? Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yechol is a Gemara's Chesed, is even greater than stocker. That brings about the Gola. A Shoita thinks that, well, I'm going to take this seed now and put it, good seed. Well, I'm going to throw it into the earth. He's a shoiter. We understand he's a fool, because out of this, when he does this, he might be throwing away one handful. He's not throwing it away. This is going to produce the ribui, the great amount of all that I think was going to grow. Same thing, some people find it very difficult to part with their money, to part with the stocker. They're a bit stingy, you know. I don't give a bit. How foolish. This is all Matzmiach Yeshua. Every bit that you give brings you bracha. Zerei HaTzadokah is Matzmiach Yeshua. That's how the approach has to be, the understanding has to be. And that's therefore the psiche to the Agada of Eliyahu Hanavi when he wants to tell us, you want to be zeichah to the Geula, this is the Eitzah. Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yetzah. Then Oshat HaOcha, Roshon HaBor Bar Yisrael. That's how we'll be zeichah to it. Gevaldik. There's a Meritik of Medrash in Maseches Kala. Don't have it right here, Maseches Kala, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tafan, so Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Kiva. Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Tafan. And Reb Tafan was a very, very wealthy man. And Reb Tafan said to Reb Akiva, I'd like to give you some money, and with this money, you should make some investments for me. So he took the money, and he went, and he gave it, he was mefanes tamid chachomim with this money. Oh, Sachas Kala? Thank you very much. It's worth my seeing the lotion inside. First parak in Maseches Kala. Omar Rabbi Tarfon, so Oshib Gadol Haya. He was a very great man, a rich. V'loi Haya Noisein Matonos Rabbeis La'aniyim. He didn't used to give a lot of Matonos to La'aniyim. Very wealthy man. Tzadik Rabbi Tarfon, the grace of Heilige Tana. Pam achas, Omri Rabbi Kiva, Ritzoncha, Kiva said to him, Ekach lecha ir achas ishtayim, shall I make a good investment for you? I'm going to buy a property, which will bring very good investment. Omri lehen, Halach Rabbi Tafan, Hevi loy, Arba alofim dinrei zol. So he gave him money, gave him cash, to go and make this amazing investment. Halach Rabbi Kiva, Chilkom la'aniyim, and gave it out to aniyim. Liyomim, shortly after that, Motz Rabbi Tafan, Tafan said, "Nu, can you please show me my investment? Heichon ayorois shelokachtoli, take me to the properties that you bought on my behalf. Where are they?" Tovsoi biyodoi, grabbed him by his hand. Ve'yichil lebeis amedrash. Ve'hevi, he brought tinoik a child. Biyodoi sefer tehilim. Ve'yakori v'hoilech. He read with him through sefer tehilim. Achegia leposuk ze. Pizer nosan lavioinim tidkosoi to amedrash laat. When you give out his money to avioinim to aniim. There, from that, you will have everlasting, everlasting wealth. That's what he said to him.
Then he makes another medrash. That after that, Rabbi Tarfain stood up and he gave Rabbi Kiva a kiss on his head. And he thanked him for he understood the wealth from the posuk. He understood the right mind of the posuk. Doesn't remember, Kiva understood, there's nothing else. The only eitzah, real wealth only comes from where you plant, the zerea tzedokos, then you must be achashuos. That's how it goes. So what zeicha do we do to Eloyah Novi and Neil Pesach, besides the fact that we're saying now? Eloyah Novi's name is hidden throughout. What do we do? So first of all, we know the minhag is, and this is brought from the Rishonim, and Sefer HaManik brings, that we don't lock the house, we don't lock the rooms. On the contrary, we open the door. Leil Shimurum El Hashem. Im Yove Eloyo Yimotze Abayis Basuach. This night when Leonov will come and we go, Klal Yisrael, and then we open the door for him, so we have absolutely maminim, we're not worried about anything. The other thing we do also on Leil Seder is, of course, the Kois Shel Elio. Kois Chamishi is the Kois Shel Elio. What does it stand for, this Kois Shel Elio? It's a very interesting chido. Now the Chidor bases himself on the famous Teiras Chaim. Teiras Chaim is an Adoy Damar Shor, Avram Chaim Shor. And the Teiras Chaim says like this. We know that the four kosos which we have, which is Medina Dimor, we have to have it, are Kenege, the four Lashonos, Kenege Mashonos, Viseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. That's one pshat. But Rashi himself in Arav Sochim and the Rishalmi brings another pshat as well, which are connected the four koisos which are mentioned in the Chaloim of the Sara Mashkim. Four times it says there the word kois, and connected those four koisos, we have four koisos, Abba koisos.
Three and one, right?
What's the Shaychus? What's the shaykhah between the Sarah Mashkim's cholim to the four koses? And because of that, Chazal and Masaken, what's the connection? So Teres Chaim says, Gevaldik, says like this. The Be'emes, Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in the Chaim, as we said, the Apostle says in Parshas Bo, 430 years. And the Maisa, how long was the Shibud? 86 years. 86 years was the Shibud, no more than that. Kois is Gematria 86. 5 times kois is gematria 430. 5 is 86, 430. The mice of the shibud was only niskayim, be'emes, for one kois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memahir, the gola, and ke'ilu is mevater on the 4 times 86, and it was only the last one, the shibud was only for the last kois. Only a fifth of what should have been. 5 times 86, yeah? Yosef HaTzadik was shown in his dream the extra things which are all pertaining to him and to the future of Klal Yisrael, because he was obviously the opening of the Golos Mitzrayim, which he came down to set the path for Klal Yisrael, to Mekadish the place, and in order to bring about that Yaakov Avinu came down with the Shvatim, etc. All happened through Yosef HaTzadik, and he was shown in this dream the Cholim, something which was to him. It wasn't the Ge'at of the Sarah Mashkim, for the Sarah Mashkim we only had to have to see three things on the coast, the whole Arichas, how it went. That started off budding, and then if Shilash Kulishanovim, and it went quicker and quicker, and it grew so fast, that was all to show that the Geula of Mikulas Mitzrayim will come very quickly. So, 4 times Kois, we drink 4 Koises. Why? Because Kois Yeshua is Esau V'Shem Hashem Ekra, that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Yosef HaTzadik, that it's going to be a Yeshua of 4 Koises. And every time we drink one Kois, it's to show that we're saved from one fifth of the Golos, of the bitter Golos, which was only 86 years, for the life of Miriam of 86 years, very moral Rosh Miriam. But besides for that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mevata. It was only the fifth one which is left. Therefore, that's how he explains, the Teres Chaim explains. Therefore, he was shown, it says 4 times in the Pasuk Kois, 3 and 1, in the Pasuk Kois. Why did he say Lashon Kois? Where do we find the Lashon? Kois means a cup. What is Wazel? A Becher. A royal becher, which we find by Yosef HaTzadik, is a Lashon Gaviah. By Yosef, we only find the Lashon Gaviah, we don't find the Lashon Kois Bechlal, only Gaviah. Why suddenly the Torah changes here? Sarah Mashkim was talking about the serving parai, the royal parai. Isn't it a Gaviah should have been? It's a Chosh of a looking becher.
kois. Why kois? Because of this reason it says. So Chazal, the Torah is Meramis here, four times kois, because it was 4 times 86. The number is the important one. 4 times 86. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevata on. It was only the fifth one, the fifth kois, which actually the Shibud, the bitter Shibud, was only for that fifth kois. This I explained by Riches. And that's why I was showing already to Yosef HaTzadik and the Cholam, because he was the one who had to foresee this. This was the remes to him. We're going to get away with four fifths of this. That's why he says we have four koses, Malel Mitzrayim, Malel Pesach. For this reason, we have to drink the four koses. Kos Yeshuas Esa, V'Shem Hashem Ekra. Come to the fifth one in a minute. So he's masmur with this various things, the number four. Yeah, we have four kzesim of matzah. Four different kzesim. Moitzi, matzah, Korech, and Afikoma. Because matzah is doch. Actually, his people say, "You know, the Hachmitz that was quick. Everything was done was rizus. Yeah, she nigga leimarach on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gola. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamayed the kates. The matzah, you know, mamayed the kates. He was mamayed the kates to beguile them. And that's why we have four chatichas of matzah, like the four koses, connected the four chalokim that Kadosh Baruch Hu made quicker, sort of ran through those years in order just to have Klal Yisrael only have the 86. Besides that, they were safe from the rest. Pardon? You don't have to have two. You can't only have to have one. It's only one Nezichel Pesach, Nezichel Matzah, Nechel Esma Pesach. The Chiyuv is only have one Kzad. Moitzi Matzah, you have to have two, because you've got the Moitzi, the Baruch Hu, Moitzi, the Baruch Hu Matzah. But Mikadein, that's only four. Yeah? It's only those two. So that was, as he looked there, what do you think? Now the Chidor adds to this, very interesting thing, another Tushtel. Which other word is Gematria 86? So we've got the Kos, four times in the Torah. The Torah is Meramis to this. Which other word is Gematria 86? Famous word. Elohim. Elohim, the Shem Hashem, Elohim. Is 86, yeah? Now there's a posuk, very interesting posuk in Shemois, which reads, V'ayiv yom ha'amarheim, V'ayon chum l'yishol min ha'avoyda, V'ayizoku, V'atal shavosom el ho Elohim min ha'avoyda, V'ayishma Elohim es na'akosom, V'ayizkar Elohim es parisa, Esavrom itzavus Yaakov, V'ayar Elohim es min ha'yisrael, V'ayeda Elohim. 5 times in the posuk Elohim. Why those extra times? We don't have to say. You've said already, Tashvasum Elohim, Vayishma Esna Kosom, Vayizkos Berisai, etc. We know what we're talking about. And yet, the Torah writes 5 times. And the first time is Vatashvasum Ho Elohim, El Ho Elohim, different than the other 4 times. Why? Says the Chidor, Geboitz on this Torah's Chaim, brings it from the Sefer Leif Arif on a Makubal, Rav Chana. The Ba'am Eskalus also would have been 430 years in Golos with the Koshia Shibud properly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachem Alem, because of Vatal Shavasum El Elohim, and therefore it should have been Bemes Vatal Shavasum El Ho Elohim. Should have been 5 times Ho, 5 times Elohim. Should have been. That was God was supposed to have been. God was trying the full bitter weight of the Godless with Hashibud, of Kushi Hashibud, should have been then. But because of Klal Yisrael's Vatal Shavasum, Vayishma Elohim Es Na'akosam, Vayishka Elohim Es Brisai, Vayar Elohim, Vayed Elohim, the 4 times Elohim are the fact that the Rachmim, which was caused by the Tfilah of Klal Yisrael, to be able to minimize and take away the 4 times 86 and leave them just as once 86. So it should have been Ho Elohim, ultimate doing in the Apostle. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. As a result of that, they were saved because of that and only had to undergo one set. So we come to the fifth kos, the Seder. So we drink the four koses. Because but this was a kosher show, he says, Hashem Hashem Ekra. What about the fifth one? We don't drink the fifth one. We don't drink the fifth one. So the fifth one is because, so you could say poshet, because this wasn't the kosher show, this was taka. The fifth one is the tzoros, the kosher shibud kalosh should have to undergo taka, the hard work, but don't drink that. So he says, no. The Chidor says, based on this, says the Chidor, that Eliyahu Novi, again, it's kosher Eliyahu. Why is it kosher Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu HaNavi is teaching us, right through the Golos, we must understand and know, when bad things happen, they're not really bad. It might look bad. It might look bad. And it brings the famous Meister, which Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon brings, where Yehoshua ben Levi once asked, he wanted to have Gil Eliyahu. He was damned to be Zorchet Eliyahu. Eliyahu came to him and said, yes, how can I help you, sir? So he said, can I come with you? Can I go with you on your travels and be with you when you help Klal Yisrael? So he said, yeah, but only one condition. And that is, Fregnish concussions. Yeah? You know him, Avos Tachadal. Fregnish, you mustn't have any questions. And he went with him. So, one thing and another thing. It was very, very strange. And Nigel Shulmanavi, I think the Adam knows the story, where he thought people deserved rewards. He gave them a klolo, but he thought they deserved a klolo, he gave them a brocha. And in the end, he couldn't last out. And he said, what's going on? He said, okay, I'll tell you, but that's it. You've lost, you can't go with him anymore. Because Mekanis Ferin Kashis Valuyanovi is the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you've got to accept it. And he explained to him, what you thought was bad, but they, you thought what I did to them was bad, I saved them because I knew there was a zero on that woman of them, such stalker, supposed to die. In the end, I made the cow die, and her life was saved. And the rich fellow, I made sure that his wall didn't fall down, but he was so nasty at us. Remember, there was a treasure under the wall. V'chulu, v'chulu. Yeah, so Leila Novi says, the Chidah, Leila Novi, he teaches us that even when things are bad, you don't understand it. You can't understand why the Shabbos is Hashbonus and his Mahalchim. So therefore, even the Kushi Hashibud, when things are tough, when things are bitter, when things are going hard, don't imagine, yeah, this is what it is. It's not. Who knows how much goodness is really hidden here inside these things? It might look bad to you, but it's not. And therefore, we don't understand it. And the Balayanavi said, this cup is for me, don't drink it. Because it's Takya Keneged, the kosher ship, but there's the extra 86 which it did do, but you can't drink because you don't understand it. It's not within your capability of understanding things that this book does. And this semel of Golus, of the kosher Shibud, which to you looks so bad, is not bad at all. When you understand something, then you can do it, you can drink it. You don't understand it. Who can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, even when things look bitter? And therefore, that's why we don't drink this fifth ghost. So the fifth ghost is Keneged Eliyahu HaNavi, Avada. But Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's bringing the Golos, but he tells us the Golos might look very bitter to you, but you know how much goodness is going to come out of this, something which we can't understand, something which we can't do. Zizokte. Says the Pasuk in Micha. Like the days to God Mitzrayim, I will show you Niflois. A small, short Pasuk, which contains so much. Rabbeinu Bechai, in the Sefer Kadar Kemach, and so in Ala Torah as well, and then this is based on the Medrash, says the following. He says that this Pasuk doesn't just mean, just that there was a Geula then, there will be Geula. It means everything that took place then in the Golos Mitzrayim and in the Hemshech HaGula will take place to Osid Lavai. Says Rabbeinu Chai, for example, there'll be a Kriyas Yamsuf to Osid Lavai. Ever heard of that? There'll be a proper Kriyas Yamsuf, and it brings Psukim. There'll be the Eser Makos, each of them, Dam, Tzvadeya, Kinim, Oroiv, all based on Psukim, will take place to Osid Lavai. There'll be a Makas Dam for Edom, for the Malchus Arisha, there'll be Tzvardeya, there'll be Kinin, there'll be Orev, everything will happen as it was then. And that's why it's so important when we talk about the Malchus, not talking, this is history, this is what happened. No, this is something which is going to happen again. And I mentioned this in the Drosha, and the Yid said to me that his boy was there, and he came back and was so excited about the Malchus. How's it going to happen? What's going to be with the Dam? How's it going to happen? How's it going to work? Because then it's something which you have to look forward to. We're not talking about something which happened 3,500 years ago. We're talking about something which is going to come. The more we elaborate on it, the more we describe it, you're bringing the children, you, we should be zeichah to see this. Yomeinu, we should be zeichah to see this nisim happening, developing in front of our eyes, because it will happen. And remember, it's a Mefurish in Medrash Tanchuma. Kedai to have a look. Medrash Tanchuma, in Parashas Boy, Simon Dalet, says the follows. V'chol makon she'evi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah Mitzrayim, hu osit lehevi al edoim. They're going to bring these makas, each and every single one. And each one is based on the Pasuk, Yeshaya. All these Pasukim in Yeshaya, which talk about the Geula Asida, there he brings out from each Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya Chav Gimel, Kasha Shema Le Mitzrayim Yochilu Kashem Atzor. Chil Ochaz Yeshve Peloshes. Yeah, it says about Geula Mitzrayim. They trembled. Kasha Shema Le Mitzrayim, when they heard of Mitzrayim, they trembled. Yochilu Kashem Atzor. Tzor, say Chazal, always refers to Roimi, refers to Edom, Malchus Arisha, that's what it refers to. Omra Belozo, whenever it says Tzoyer, it means it's talking about Malchus Edom. Misha Poram and Amrishoinim, the same one who punished the Mitzrayim, Yifram Edom. So every single one. And that is one of the reasons also why we talk so much about the Makas. So the Alafez and the Tlakasha, the three Tanoim, yeah? Each one says, each one is 10, and it was 50, and it was 250. Well, the Gantz HaRichas, why are we so interested in spreading more? We know there were 10 Makas finished, very nice, yeah? Why are we Marbe Makas so much? For this reason. Because the more Makas there were then, the more Makas there will be. So we're not talking about the past. Every makkah we showcase, we divide them to more makkahs, and the more we can explain, you know, there's a whole sefer which explains each of the 250 makkahs. Pshorim have written to me and elaborate and exactly describe the ribuy makkahs, because this is something which will take place la'osid. So when we talk about this, when we chazit the amunah la'osid lava, you'll be able to see every single makkah happening, and the more, the merrier. Because we're going to come upon the Rishi Yisrael, causing Tzoros to Kali Yisrael, and all the Rishon, we did everything. And then the Kama will include that every single chiluk of the makkahs which took place in Mitzrayim. And not only that, but every element of what happened in Mitzrayim, every single thing, up to Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Rabbeinu Mechai, all that will happen as well. B'shas, the Gula Asid, so it's all the whole Leila Seda, because it's Eliyahu Navi talking, Eliyahu Navi wrote it, Eliyahu Navi is writing this guidance for us. You know, everything that happened then, you're reading the Agoda, it's all a chilek. This was like the, in small, was going to happen, because it's going to be much, much more, as even Farshim Zogon. The whole, all the markets which took place were all encapsulated in two words, Don Anoichi, as we state in the Brisbane Absorim. And that's just two words. How much more so, all the Nevuah and Nishai and Yechezkel and Yirmiyot, which are packed with all the Geula which is going to happen, or in this in the Geula, how much more so that could be much more. Of it all starts with the Geulas Mitzrayim, and Geulas Mitzrayim is in very small, just a small capsule from which we bring out the whole Geula Hasidah. And therefore, when Eliyahu is telling us, learn about it, do, because this is what you're all going to be zeichet to see when I come, Mitzvah Hashem. That's why Eliyahu wrote that Agoda. And he wants us to take with us the ideas that the Geula is happening. It's all based on the Golos and the Geula then. So I want to finish with a very, very interesting Be'er Yosef. Someone showed this to me, and it's mamish. The words are so unbelievably prophetic, where he says, Herzu Beta. He asked a simple kasha. Ve'ilu lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch HaSav Zeinu Mitzrayim, Ri'onu, Ubaneinu, Ubanebaneinu, Mishubod Ma'ilu Falam Mitzrayim. Yeah? That's how we start off. Now, you can be a bit skeptical about this, because here we are in the 21st century, and we're trying to tell us that we'd still be, till today, avodim to paro. I mean, you know, times have changed. Slavery is long abolished. There's no such thing anymore. And yet we're standing up and starting saying, no, if not for HaKadosh Baruch taking us out, we'd be avodim. We might have been affected in other ways, but we'd still be actually slaves. You know, the whole word slavery today, nowadays, you mustn't even say it, you know. Chashon, discrimination. And here we are talking about the fact that Sylvie says, what's the Pshat? So he says, Mary Dikitahe. There Yosef, and I got this for Pesach. He says, it's not true. About it, it's poshut, he says. If not, HaKadosh Baruch were taking us out of Mitzrayim, we'd still be slaves today. Because there are some things, he says, which, although the world might have developed and is forward in many ways, but there's still some things which will always be, have been, and still go on today, as shocking as they seem. For example, war. It says, war going on in the world. You would have thought, nowadays, the world is developed, technology, people are so advanced, people, are, in a way, are so unprimitive compared to what they were. You know, war, we're fighting wars and killing people, you know. Why should we be doing this type of thing nowadays? Surely we can get together, put our heads together, and make sure the world is a place of peace, and people should live successfully and happily together. And yet, look what's happening. Look what's happening. And he says these words. Look what terrible destruction war brings, yeah? Death, destruction, damage to billions and billions of pounds and dollars and everything is what war brings. Can we not do anything to prevent it? Or Kishin Isboinen, think about it, he says, the Palmim. What causes war? Listen to these words. Hirak misibas roiges vakpoda, anger vakpoda shel melech anosim medina. Why? On manig of a medina acheres, or melucha of a shilton of a different medina. Roitza lahagdil shetach medinosai. He wants to take over other pieces of land. He's not happy with what he's got. He wants to broaden his borders. Why not? Mitame ravocha. He wants to expand. Pomim rak mutoich hagroshes gaiv of a kovoid. That's all he wants. Gaiv of a kovoid. What else does he want? Yeah. Well, who does this sound like? Tavas Shiltoin, he desires to rule over more. Let's gadel, or let's chabe, the haris is choine. He wants to say, you know, my empire is growing. Kdele malois, shigoin gadlusoi, crazy, absolutely crazy, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Galvosoi has a doinis, his simple pride, his pure pride. Machriz a Shiltoin Milchomo, he calls that in war. No, it's not war, what is it? What's he call it? What's some other name for it? It's not war.
It's got some other name for it, yeah? It's not war. Gorim le revovois mibne ambois. It causes death.
Huh?
Special operation, yeah, that's right, yeah? Look what it causes, how much pain, how much golos, how much loss, all it caused. Yeah? And it causes, maybe chelik meha oilom, mitzoro, mitzika le'en shir. Well, it causes the rest of the world, the ramifications of war, yeah? And this has happened from time immortal, always, ad hayoim ad bechlam. Not only that, but nowadays the weapons of war are much more sophisticated, they're much more dangerous, they're much more damaging, could do much worse. And then it goes on. Can somebody not bang sense into his head and say, hold on, what are you doing? Does this make any sense? Doesn't help. And after the First World War, they came together and said, they're going to make a League of Nations. League of Nations, we can't have this terrible destruction that brought. League of Nations, how long did it last? How long did it last? A few years. Okay, after that, they decided they're going to make United Nations. What's going to the ganze Meise? It's helpfulness. Why? Because that's how it's supposed to be. That's Golus. And the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that till such a time, Pasuk says, till such a time, when La Yisrael Goy El Goy Melchoma, Yeva Lerba Yit Cherev, the Pasuk there, till such, when the Novi will come along, and the Pasuk describes, Mashiach will be the one, V'shofat Ben Agoyim, V'ichiach L'amim Rabin, V'chisisu Charvo Yisomitim, they will bang their swords into plowshares, but see, yeah? They will beat their swords into plowshares, till such a time, it won't happen. Because the Novi says, it's only them when the Mashiach comes that will happen. Till then, this crazy business of war will go on. People don't understand it, and they can't do anything about it. They can talk and everything else, can't do anything about it. It just goes on. Death, wanton destruction. Unbelievable. Yeah? Because, as we state in Novi, it's going to continue until such a time when only Mashiach will bring an end to this. Till then, not. What's the, do we understand it? We don't understand it. It just doesn't make sense. Literally doesn't make sense. Do what you can, you know? In this today's day and world, nothing. So advanced, he can't help you. This war's world's going to continue. In the same way, he says, it's true. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, Ilu Lahoitzi, it would have been Avdus would have continued. It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael, he broke the barriers of slavery and took us out from a place which it was impossible to escape from. And that time, anybody, Mitzrayim took over a whole nation, people had slaves and they didn't know what they wanted. It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim and took us out that caused that slowly slavery carried on a few years, but it became sort of unfashionable slavery and then it vanished, and that's what we don't have it nowadays. Oh, but Ilu Loyo Yisakudosh Baruch Hu Saino Mitzrayim, Hari Onu Uvaneinu Uvaneinu would still be there. It was only the Nisi Hashem which broke it. And that's what you're saying, proof? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it to wars, the wars continued. Do you understand it? No. What do you understand more, slavery or that? They both don't make sense. And yet this continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out from the matzav of war, and from slavery didn't come up. And that's what we say. We say that, we have to understand, that was only the Nisi Yitzias Mitzrayim which enabled us to breathe. B'nei Chorin today. B'nei Chorin. And as I say again, the message, the underlying message of Agudas Pesach, written by Eliyahu HaNavi, begins with Geula, and ends with the Shana HaBoa B'Yerushalayim. All B'Zeichu B'Kodesh.